about punching a time clock and working 9 to 5. We're talking about working around the clock, rain or shine, hot or cold, because crops and animals won't wait. Jimmy knows all about it because he lives it. And Jimmy knows what you're going through because he goes through it too. He's here to talk about it. It's seed and feed, chemicals and compost, vaccinations and irrigation. It's time for Today in Ag with Jimmy Clark.
Hey, good day to all you great stewards of the land. It's Today in Ag with Jimmy Clark. Well, it's Thursday, one more day, and the work week's over for normal people. Farmers and ranchers, they keep going. How about that? I'm not downplaying normal people, all right? But farming and ranching, it's 24/7 for the most part. Currently, temperatures slap out 53, 54 at Buffalo, 53 at the May Ranch, 54 at Helena, home of Kip Hungerford. How about that? 53 at Watonga, 56 at Sealy, and 57 at Clinton, and 55 at Mangum, and the Mesonet must be down at Hollis. There's no temperature there. And then 56 at Tipton, out in the Texas Panhandle. Let's see what's happening out there. 57 at Dozer, 53 at Lipscomb, and 55 at Goodlet. I'll have your Long Ranger forecast coming up for you in segment 3 and 4. And today, though, is a Oklahoma Farm Bureau Happy Cap Hour, brought to you by the Roger Mills County Farm Bureau. More on those guys here in just a little bit. I had some news sent in to me that I'd like to share with you guys. Here's some results from the Southwest Oklahoma Regional OWDC, Oklahoma Wildlife Department conservation shoot for the Southwest. It was held at Duncan Gun Club in Duncan, Oklahoma. The champion was Vannis. I guess that's how you say that. Vannis, over there by Paul's Valley. They were champion. Runner-up champion was Sayre. Fourth was Merritt. Fifth was Canute. Seventh was Altus. Eighth was Navajo. And 10th was Elk City. Some individuals that qualified for state from Sayre: Mason Tucker, Aiden Wood, Peyton Quinn, Jaden Akana. I guess that's how you say that. Sorry, I'm not very good at these names. And Leighton Simpson. Merritt was Addison Darlin and Alexis Pletcher. And from Altus, Bailey Pence. Miss Pence was perfect on her shooting. How about that? Congratulations, Bailey. Anyway, congratulations to these guys. These are from the schools from around here. I think they had a shoot for the Northwest here a while back. I didn't know about this till today, but Woodward qualified for state. So congratulations to all these schools and individuals that are headed to the state OWDC shoot coming up. I'm not sure when it is, but it's always at El Reno, and they may change that. I don't know. We'll figure that out. I'll let you know when I find out. I'm just taking a wild guess out there. Okay, let's see what happened overnight in the ag world. Corn is currently down 3 cents. Soybeans are down 7. This is overnight. The CBOT wheat is down a half a penny. Kansas City wheat is up 6 cents. Minneapolis. Ugh, I can't even talk today. I took an allergy pill and it's really got me wound down. Minneapolis wheat is up 6 cents. Today is the last day of trade for the week as the markets are closed on Friday. There was a Bob Lehman. He said the grains have run out of steam after a strong start to the week. The big gap, however, on Monday is crude oil was likely a big factor that fueled the grain bulls' early week rally. Although crude managed to hold most of the gains this week, the grain bulls ran out of momentum. The weekend focus will be spring weather in the U.S., harvest updates in South America, and the Monday afternoon crop progress report and the Tuesday USDA monthly crop report. So we'll see what goes on there. Weather-wise, in the United States, eastern counties in North Dakota, the northeastern corner of South Dakota, and northern Minnesota are being hit with more winter weather, according to the National Weather Service. There is a winter weather advisory in effect till 7 a.m. tomorrow morning that includes most of North Dakota or eastern North Dakota and Minnesota. South Dakota is experiencing blowing snow with wind gusts up to 35 miles an hour right now. Northeast Minnesota is under special alert to expect heavy snow showers all this morning and into this afternoon. Meanwhile, the National Weather Service says Kansas and Missouri should expect especially cold weather as well today. Parts of central and south central Kansas are under a freeze warning this morning, but they had temperatures low as 27 degrees. That's about it for there. Let's check on what's going on. Man, I'm telling you, I was looking at the futures on live cattle and feeder cattle. Wow, they really took a climb this morning. Currently right now, corn for May is 644, July is 620, September is 565, soybeans for May 1491, July is 1460, August is 1409. Soybean meal is really the only thing besides wheat and oats that are in the green today. It is May 453.20 a short ton. July is 448.50. August is 439.20. Soybean oil for May is 54.55. July is 54.72. Hard red winter wheat is up one today for May. It's 862. July is 844. Oats for May 342. In July is 340. See what cotton's doing. Cotton's just holding its own right now. May and July both are at 81 cents a pound. They're just hanging right in there at the 81 cent mark. I hate to talk about him so much this week, but oh, sugar daddy. Sugar for May is 23 cents a pound. It's looking good. Anyway, live cattle for April is 170.77. June is 162.82. August is 161.92. October is 165.77. Feeder cattle for April over 200 now. It's at 260. And May is 205.50. Even lean hogs are up today. April 73.92. 82.30 for May and 89.12 for June. Crude oil for West Texas is at 80.41. It's down at 20 cents today. And June is 80.40. It's down 23 cents. Natural gas, just kind of where it's been the last month, is hanging in there for May right at the 204 mark, $2.04. So it's just hanging in there. Okay, when I come back, I'll have more about what's happening in our cattle ward. I got some cattle world. I got the results from Hobart yesterday. One of the slaughter bulls down there brought $1.45 a pound, or $114. And so it was pretty amazing. And then I'll have more about the Oklahoma Farm Bureau right after this Oklahoma Farm Bureau break. We'll be right back.
A Day in Ag with Jimmy Clark.
I've seen a lot of industries come and go. The ag sector is a basis for Western Oklahoma. We do ag real estate, cattle loans, crop loans, to purchase cows or to purchase stalkers for wheat or grass. We do operating loans for seasonal needs, to buy feed, purchase fertilizer, purchase seed, buy hay and feed for the winter. I'm Monty Carlson, and I help make a difference at First National Bank and Trust of Elk City and Sayre.
Member FDIC, it was 30 years old. A gentleman brought in a 30-year-old ratchet that quit working, and they replaced it. No questions asked. 30 years old, and they replaced it, just like that. Napa Auto Parts offers a lifetime warranty on all their tools. They stand behind their products, and they take care of the people who buy them.
We try our best not to tell the customer no, but to find what they need. Napa Auto Parts of Elk City, 716 West 3rd. More parts for more cars.
Once again, good afternoon to all of Jimmy's great stewards of the land. This is your Western Oklahoma Livestock Auction Market Report for Monday, April 3rd. I'm Drew Kopp. 1,090 head were sold, 4 head of steers at 369 brought 276, 3 at 603 brought 195, 30 at 764 brought 188, 16 at 839 brought 185, 3 at 868 brought 173, 63 at 904 brought 182.60, 49 at 988 brought 174, 4 head of heifers at 361 brought 232, 5 at 483 brought 223, 6 at 668 brought 195, 15 at 722 brought 180, 10 at 740 brought 180, 12 at 824 brought 172.50, 19 at 881 brought 165, butcher cows were 50 to 109, butcher bulls brought 85 to 133, bred cows were 1,000 to 1150, Western Oklahoma Livestock Auction, exit 71, Clinton, Oklahoma, sale every Monday at 10 a.m. Pick and sign, call Brandon Hickey at 580-497-6095. That's 580-497-6095.
You've heard the old saying, April showers bring May flyers, but have you heard about the great deals going on at DJ's Rentals in Elk City? During the month of April, purchase a new Hustler Raptor Series mower and get a rebate from $200 up to $350. Or purchase a new Spartan RZ or RZC mower and get a $500 rebate. DJ's Rentals and Sales is showering their customers with these savings only during the month of April. So you better hustle.
Cattle have to eat. When grass runs short and you want to strengthen your herd, go with HiPro. For HiPro, go to Cowman's. Cowman's Feed and Ranch Supply in Erie specializes in bulk feed. It's always in stock, and prices are good. And the way they take care of you is even better. If Gary Mills says he'll do it, it gets done. Every time. It's nice to know a place like Cowman's is around to help ag producers here at home. Cowman's Feed and Ranch Supply, 117 West 2nd in Erie. Call 526-3070.
Your tractor has a flat tire out in the field, or you're on a construction site and your truck tire's flat. So you call down to Blair. They answer the phone, and somebody comes to wherever you are to fix your problem. They come to you. Blair Tire and Feed has 8 people who work like dogs to take care of you. They carry Firestone, Michelin, and some other tires. Blair Tire and Feed. They're at the corner of Highway 283 and 19. For on-site tire service, call 563-2692. 563-2692. They come to you.
Jimmy's all wound up and ready to go. Here comes more of Today in Ag with Jimmy Clark.
All right, welcome back to the Oklahoma Farm Bureau Happy Cap Hour, brought to you by the Roger Mills County Farm Bureau. It's Oklahoma's largest general farm organization with members in all 77 counties, represented by 77 county farm bureaus. Our work and efforts span on all agriculture as we work to ensure our state farmers and ranchers can focus on what they do best, growing and raising the most affordable, safe, and abundant food in the world. You can easily join Roger Mills Farm Bureau by going by their office there in Cheyenne. Memberships are only $37.50 a year and come with many benefits like insurance, life insurance, free roadside assistance, and discounts with various business. 580-497-2579, or you can go to okfarmbureau.org. And I don't know, I hear this rumor that Monty Tucker might give out a half a pound of hamburger meat for a new membership if you go in and say you heard it on Today in Ag with Jimmy Clark. Just a rumor. It won't hurt to go in there and try. If you don't, give me a shout. I'll help you out. So anyway, let's we got quite a bit going on today. Coming up in the third segment, Andy Holloway with the Texas A&M AgriLife Extension office there in Hemp Hill County is going to come on. We're going to talk about the big Texas A&M AgriLife Hemp Hill County 2023 Beef Conference coming up April 25th and 26th. I'm going to maybe try to sneak over there to one day. I really would like to go. I've met him in person, but I'd like to hear him talk about what he's going to talk about at the conference this year. Willie Robertson, a.k.a. of the Duck Commander Group. I'm gonna go check it out. I really do. I think it's exciting. But so listen up here in the next segment and figure out how you can go and attend. I think it's going to be a lot of fun. Okay, let's see. A couple things I wanted to go over with. Let me bring up my phone, get the stuff from Hobart yesterday. And we got, there it is. All right. Here's some of the steers that were sold in the 2 to 3 weights. Top end was $3 a pound. Average was $294.16. In the 3 to 4 range, $287 was tops. $275.83 was the average. The 4 to 5 range, $282.50 was tops. $267.81 was the average on those. And then in the 6 to 7 range, $219 was top end, $190 was average. 7 to 8 range on steers, $191 was high, $177 was the average. On the heifers, the 3 to 4 range, $242.50 was top end, $204 was top end on 5 to 6 weight heifers, and on 6 to 7 weight heifers, $180 was the top end on there, with $170 being the average. And the cows, they had some butcher cows bringing anywhere from $91 to $99.50, and average weight on those was $13.58. And then they had some bulls in there, and they were anywhere from top end was $114.71 was average. So pretty good sale at the Hobart Stockyards yesterday. Right now at Woodward, I got to get used to saying this, the Western Livestock Auction's going on up there. That's had a change. It's no longer the Woodward Livestock. It's the Western, I think. Anyway, that's going on. Tomorrow, Elk City will be having theirs here. Give Mr. Brandon Hickey a call if you got anything going on you want to get in there today. I seen trailer loads coming left and right this morning on my way to work. And then also switch pace here. Guess what? On egg prices. You know, we've been keeping up with that here on the Today in Ag Show. Egg prices were trending downward in recent months, and this report's from the Texas A&M AgriLife Extension Service. But we're rising again based on seasonal demand for Easter. David Anderson, PhD, AgriLife Extension Economist, Bryan College Station, said the Consumer Price Index reported retail egg prices dropped from $4.82 per dozen to $4.21 per dozen between January and February. Prices continued to fall in early March, but the United States Department of Agriculture reported wholesale egg prices were making their annual climb with Easter approaching. Supply and demand is what I call it. Excuse me. Egg demand peaks each year with traditions related to Easter, like egg hunts and baking for holiday meals, and prices typically follow, Anderson said. We were seeing prices come down, I think due part to production levels improving and some reduced consumer demand because of high prices, he said, but recent prices trends are likely related to the build-up to Easter holiday. And I sent you guys that text out on the Today in Ag text group club. And they still have plenty down there at George Creek Markets. They're in the same building as SEI Agritech. And she's got plenty of medium size, 2 dozen for $7. Can't beat that price. Get after it. And let's see here. I wanted to talk about a couple more things before we go to break. I hadn't heard about it until I got my email this morning, but the Bent Willow fire that was over in Potter County there, I think it was north of Amarillo, it burnt 8,000 acres, and it's only 30% contained. I guess they had to evacuate some stuff. Also, in my Texas and Southwestern Cattle Ranchers Association, Raisers Association, I seen this deal in here I'd like to share with you guys. Joey Barnett and Heath Barton charged for stealing and selling cattle in Oklahoma. Two Ellis County, Oklahoma residents were charged with larceny of domestic animals. The charges filed are the result of an investigation led by Texas and Southwestern Cattle Raisers Association Special Ranger Ben Eggleston. In February, Special Ranger Eggleston received a call from a rancher in Ellis County, Oklahoma, who was missing four heifers. The rancher said the heifers were crossbred cattle with the rancher's brand on the left hip. Eggleston initiated an investigation looking at the livestock auctions in the area for stolen cattle. The investigation revealed heifers matching the rancher's description had been sold at a nearby livestock auction by Barnett and Barton. Eggleston soon learned Barnett and Barton were previous caretakers of the cattle. Eggleston, along with the Ellis County Sheriff's Office, charged Barnett and Barton with larceny of domestic animals. Barnett was already in custody for unrelated charges, and Barton surrendered to authorities March 25th. He was released on a $15,000 fine. Special Ranger Eggleston would like to thank the Ellis County Sheriff's Office and the Oklahoma Department of Agriculture for their joint effort in the investigation. And there we go. That's what's going on there. I have been noticing, I mean, it's not like epidemic, but the reports coming out from these guys and other areas that I get reports from, cattle theft is slightly on the rise. So you guys make sure you at least tag your cattle, brand them, and check them quite often to see what was gotten. Somebody had some cattle stolen here a while back that they just reported last month. I read in a deal, but they hadn't seen them since last fall. So I don't know what's going on there. I think you need to check your animals a little bit more often than that. And when I come back, I'll have your northwestern Oklahoma and northeastern Texas panhandle forecast for you. And we'll be speaking with Andy Holloway of the Texas A&M AgriLife Extension Office in Hemp Hill County, right there out of Canadian. I did talk to him the other day, and he said that the dinosaur up on the hill was looking a little parched, maybe dehydrated from having no rain in that area. But we'll talk more to him about that coming up.
The Day in Ag with Jimmy Clark.
Mosey on down to Hobart Stockyards Weekly Cattle Sale. It's located on Highway 183 North in Hobart, Oklahoma. The sale is every Wednesday at 9:30. If you need to consign, call Rex Fleming at 580-331-8547. They receive cattle all day Mondays and Tuesdays. Buyers can bid in person or online. Hobart Stockyards, where we want your business and do appreciate it.
Our company is called Flow Fuel. We deliver fuel to farmers and ranchers around western Oklahoma. So the other side of our business is we fuel fracks. We have an automated system that we fuel fracks. We go through so much volume of diesel that we get a good price on it. It's just like anything. The more you buy, the cheaper the price. So we buy so much volume that we get a better price, and we're allowed to move that over to the ranchers and farmers. Our whole thought process was, you know, we're making money with this. Let's start fueling some farmers and move that price break over to them. Yes, price is the first thing, but reliability, knowing that when you call and ask someone to show up, they show up, do what they say. I really am prideful about doing what I say. I want to always be there. I want people to call me and know that I'm going to show up and do what I say.
My name is Jamie Washburn.
My name is Daniel Bennett. Our company is called Flow Fuel. Call 339-8111.
Call 339-8111.
Good afternoon, Jimmy's Great Stewards of the Land. This is Drew Cobb with your Elk City Livestock Auction Market Report for Friday, March 31st. 1,230 head were sold. 8 head of steers at 404 brought 254. 5 at 466 brought 254. 3 at 482 brought 235. 14 at 553 brought 227. 4 at 711 brought 194. 5 at 716 brought 180. 16 at 931 brought 172.50. 4 head of heifers at 334 brought 230. 5 at 416 brought 218. 17 at 425 brought 225. 4 at 471 brought 202. 6 at 576 brought 200. 10 at 617 brought 198. 10 at 1058 brought 148. Butcher cows were 58 to 116. Butcher bulls brought 50 to 130. Bred cows were 660 to 1710. Pairs brought 1300 to 2425. Elk City Livestock Auction, 3202 South Highway 6, Elk City, Oklahoma. Sale every Friday at 9 a.m. To consign, call Brandon Hickey at 580-497-6095.
SEI Agritech in Elk City is now an Oklahoma authorized distributor for Avanta Seeds, offering Avanta Seed in corn, forage sorghum, and milo. Avanta Seeds is focused on sustainable agriculture and providing farmers with quality seed. Avanta is now offering 0% financing through December 2023. So stop by SEI Agritech on South Randall or give Kent a call at 580-225-0317 for more details on Avanta Seeds. The future begins with the seed.
Farmers and ranchers, listen up. It's time to make your life easier with the Hay Wagon from Everett's Welding and Repair in Visalia, Oklahoma. The Apache Hay Wagon hauls multiple bales of hay and helps reduce waste. Less waste means more money in your pocket. It'll pay for itself over time, plus make your life easier. What a deal. See all they have to offer at everettswelding.com. Again, that's everettswelding.com. And be sure to check out their ads inside the Penny News.
He loves talking about farming and ranching. Here's more of Today in Ag with Jimmy Clark.
All right, welcome back to the Oklahoma Farm Bureau Happy Cap Hour, brought to you by the Roger Mills County Farm Bureau. I've picked Arnett, the home of the famous Lori Campbell, as the weather outlook for northwestern Oklahoma and the northeastern Texas Panhandle. Currently at Arnett, it's 56 degrees, feels like 56 degrees. Dew point is 12, humidity is 17. No rainfall in the last 24 hours. The winds are out of the east-southeast at 9 miles an hour with wind gust up to 16. Sunrise 7:21, sunset at 8:05. Today, mostly sunny at 62 degrees. Tomorrow's just beautiful, 65 degrees and sunny. Saturday, just as pretty, mostly sunny at 73. Sunday, 78 degrees. The winds pick up a little bit out of the south. And then Monday, 81 degrees and hardly any wind. So it's going to be a beautiful day of a week. Looks like a great Easter weekend. Usually it's either cold or raining, but this looks like a great weekend. Well, on the phone with me right now is Mr. Andy Holloway. He is the Texas AgriLife agent for Hemp Hill County. Welcome to the show, sir.
Mark, good afternoon, Jimmy, and thanks for all you do for agriculture, and it's a pleasure to be with you today.
Oh, and same here. Man, you guys are just as dry as we are over there, aren't you?
Yeah, you mentioned about our old dinosaur. He's getting really thirsty, Jimmy. Yeah. I tell you what, it's been a long stretch since we've had very much moisture at all. We've had a few little showers and little snows, you know, that gave us a little bit of moisture through, well, the fall and then into the winter, but it's been very little to none.
Well, Hemp Hill County is probably one of my favorite counties in Texas. I did a lot of work over there, especially out west on Quarter Horse Road and back in there, back to the Northeast Canadian. It's just a cool county and a lot of big ranchers in there and a lot of great people. And this deal you guys got coming up, the Texas A&M AgriLife Hemp Hill County Beef Conference coming up. Honestly, a couple times I'd rolled through town and I'd seen some action going on. Somebody had told me there's a beef conference. I didn't really pay much attention to it. But now that I'm doing this ag show and I'm always been involved with ag, reading your schedule and stuff, you guys got it going on over there.
Well, Jimmy, thank you. We started this conference back in 2015 just kind of as a regional or countywide program for mostly cow-calf producers, but landowners and people in the cattle business. And, Jimmy, that thing has taken off, and we've been averaging 600 to 800 people the last few years at our conference. This past year, we had people from 11 states and 52 Texas counties. It's really been a true field of dreams story. You build it and they will come. And the reason it's been so successful is for a whole lot of reasons, but it's because, first of all, God's hands are all over it. His anointing has made it possible. Secondly, Jimmy, we have had this great team of what I committee that are mostly ranchers, some agribusiness people, and they give me the issues that are affecting them on their ranches, on their places, in their businesses, and those are things that are generally affecting us all in a pretty broad area. And so once they give me those critical issues, then I take those things and go out and find the best speakers literally in the world, and we bring them into this conference. And it's because of the big trade show that we've established with this conference that we've been able to bring these speakers in and have this event the way we've had it. The purpose of the conference is to provide an educational opportunity, like, professional people, school teachers, doctors, lawyers, they're required to get updates and credits. They have to go take courses and stuff to keep their licenses and so forth in order. This is a way for people in the beef cattle business to come and get critical information that's important to their day-to-day business in the ranching and cattle feeding business in a broad area. So anyway, we're excited to do it, and it's fun to work with our great beef cattle producers across the really across the nation.
Oh yeah, it's across the nation. Well, I got 100 questions for you, but let's just start with the first one, the main one. Willie Robinson, what's he going to be talking about?
Well, you know, it's real interesting. I've had a couple of people say, well, what does Willie Robinson bring to a beef cattle conference? You know, and so one of the things, Jimmy, that we found is that every person, regardless of your station in life, need encouragement. And with this drought and with all the things, these high input costs, the stress on our businesses, our cattle businesses that we're going through, even though the cattle market's high, there's a lot on the plate of people. Everybody needs encouragement. So we try to bring a well-known keynote speaker in every year. Last year we had former Secretary of State Mike Pompeo. Before, Sarah Huckabee Sanders, who is now the governor of Arkansas. We try to bring in people that are relevant, that are great Americans, they're patriots, they're faith-filled people, and people that can deliver a message of hope to our producers so that when our producers leave, they not only feel better, but they can go home and they can get some things done that maybe they've been putting off because it's been such a struggle. So Willie Robertson's going to come. He's a great American to begin with.
Yeah.
His dad, Phil Robertson, created this duck call, and everybody knows that story, but Phil created this duck call, and son Willie, who's going to be our keynote speaker, took that duck call and created a multi-million dollar business around a duck call.
And they had fun doing it.
Yeah, they had a lot of fun doing it. They're still having fun doing it.
Yeah.
And so, Jimmy, he's going to tell us how they did that. They think outside the box. Sometimes we get so tradition-bound in agriculture that we forget we need to think outside the box in order to either make the most profit or to survive. And then the last thing that he's going to do is he's going to tell us how the Robertson family, his family, have stood on their faith to get them through challenging times that their family has been faced with, not just in business, but as a family. And, Jimmy, we're going through all that in our region right now, but mainly because of this drought. And it takes a lot of faith to be in agriculture.
Oh, my gosh. Yeah, you hit the nail right on the head there. It's just, it takes a lot of faith. You know, I talked to a gentleman at the expo show here last weekend. I'm going to have him on the show here in a week or two. And he was talking about, you know, that I don't really like to talk about, but we have to, you know, that in the last 15 years, the suicide rate amongst farmers and ranchers has actually gone up quite a bit. So, we got to have faith.
Absolutely. And that goes back to what I said just a while ago about encouragement. There are a lot of people under a lot of stress.
Yes.
And so with stress, there oftentimes comes depression and things that are difficult to deal with. And one of the things, this beef conference is about education. It's about networking with our trade show vendors and with other producers, people maybe that are your neighbors that you don't ever see, but you'll see and you'll have a good visit with them, or maybe you'll make new friends at this deal, new neighbors. And then the third component is we socialize and we just have a good time. We eat really good meals. We have fun. We have breaks. And so all those things are what we're going to accomplish over those 2 days on Tuesday and Wednesday, April 25th and 6th, there in Canadian.
Well, let me take a quick break real quick, and then when we come back, I want to talk to you about Dr. Ty Lawrence and Dr. Dan Hale and some other stuff you guys got going on. And how's the, before we go to break, while people listening, how do people find out about getting tickets or more about the conference?
Well, it's real easy. They can just get on Google and Google Hemp Hill County Beef Conference. It'll show them a website that they can click onto. On that website is a place where you can buy your tickets. You can see the agenda, the bios of the speakers, accommodations, all those kind of things. Or they can just call into our office if they want to do it the old-fashioned way. We can take credit and debit cards. It's 806-323-9114 there at our office in Canadian, Texas.
All right. Well, I'm going to take a break real quick, and when we come back, I'll have your Hobart Farm and Garden Long Ranger forecast for you, and we'll finish up with Mr. Holloway on, and he told me not to call him Mr. Holloway, but I'm on the radio. I got to be respectful. But anyway, Mr. Andy Holloway, how's that? We'll come back, and we'll finish up talking about this, because the prizes you guys give away ain't nothing to sneeze about either. So we'll be right back after this.
The Day in Ag with Jimmy Clark.
Shop local, buy local, save big deals.
Hi, it's Jenny from your local Big Deal Store. If you've never visited our website, you're missing out, because we've partnered with some of the best local businesses in town. Dozens of gift certificates, all discounted, ready for you to buy today. Here are just a few of the businesses you'll find.
The Depot Trading Company, Pedro's Mexican Grill and Cantina, The Toolbox, and more. Simply log on to KECLFM.com and look for the Route 66 Big Deals logo.
This hour's weather brought to you by Hobart Farm and Garden.
Wouldn't it be great to partner with a feed company that knows all about the cattle industry? A company that owns and raises cattle themselves? A company that knows the blood, sweat, and tears you put into the operation every day? That company is Hobart Farm and Garden. They are your local high-pro feeds dealer, providing quality feeds in bulk, bags, and sacks. Visit them online at HobartFarmAndGarden.com.
We've been part of Western Oklahoma's ag industry since statehood. I'm Marty Maddox from Great Plains Bank in Elk City. We proudly support our local FFA labor auctions and premium sales. Our local lenders have a combined 127 years of banking experience. We handle all ag-related loans, like land purchases, farm operating loans, and stocker lines of credit. And we recently helped over 700 area farmers and ranchers with their PPP loans. Great Plains Bank in Elk City is here to lend agriculture a helping hand. Member FDIC.
It's important to keep your irrigation machines up and running during the growing season, because when your crops need water, they can't wait. And when you need parts, there's no substitute for the best. Valley Genuine Parts. From gaskets and gearboxes to booster pumps and boom mats, Valley Genuine Parts make all the difference to your operation. Contact your local Valley dealer, Knutson Irrigation, 1-800-373-9325. For all your irrigation parts, technology, and service needs, or online at KnutsonIrrigation.com.
Is your cattle mineral investment being washed away? Weather can cause conventional mineral to absorb water and blow away. Simply put, your cows probably aren't eating it. That's why Purina created Wind and Rain Storm Mineral, a weatherized mineral that can stand up to the elements. Its larger particle size makes it harder to blow away and easier for water to pass through it. Keep money in your pocket. Contact Farmers Union Co-op of Elk City today.
The biggest mistake I've seen when people are purchasing insurance or coming in to visit with us is being underinsured. You know, the state minimum on auto insurance is $25,000, $50,000, and that's too low. I mean, if you run into somebody's new vehicle and it costs $50,000 and you only have $25,000 in coverage, that's going to come out of your pocket. So, you know, we try to make sure that our customers are insured how they need to be to get the coverage. I mean, if you're going to have insurance, you need to have it for the right reasons, and that's to protect themselves. I mean, that's why they have it. I'm really in the business of protecting the customer. When it comes to protection, it's not a large amount more to go ahead and get the coverage you need.
Life insurance and annuity products offered through Farm Bureau Life Insurance Company. Property and casualty products are offered through Oklahoma Farm Bureau Mutual Insurance and affiliated companies.
Hi, I'm Mickey Lively. I'm an insurance agent with Oklahoma Farm Bureau. My office is located in Greer County. Call me anytime at 580-782-3827.
Oh, Jimmy's all wound up and ready to go. Here comes more of Today in Ag with Jimmy Clark.
All right, welcome back. Well, one of my listeners sent a text in, and here's the quote of the day for you ranchers. If you ain't patching fence, you ain't a ranching. So there's the quote of the day. Here's your Hobart Farm and Garden Long Ranger forecast, and I've picked Eric, Oklahoma. It's 56 degrees, dew point 16, humidity's 20%, no 24-hour rainfall to report. East-southeast winds at 12 miles an hour. Sunrise is at 7:21. Sunset at 8:04. Today, 62 and partly sunny. Tomorrow, 66 and mostly sunny. Saturday, just beautiful. Mostly sunny and 70 degrees with light winds. Sunday, winds pick up a little bit out of the south. Not too bad. No more gusts than 18, 20 miles an hour is what they're saying. And 77 degrees. And then Monday, 81 degrees. All right. Back to the phone line where I have Mr. Andy Holloway. He is the agent for the Texas A&M AgriLife Extension Office there in Hemp Hill County at Canadian, Texas, capital of Hemp Hill County. Welcome back, sir.
Thank you, Jimmy. It's good to be with you today. I certainly enjoyed speaking with you.
Oh, yeah, it's fun. Well, you guys, you got lots of speakers going on for 2 days and lots of breaks in between and lots of question and answer forums going on. It looks like one of the speakers I noticed is Dan Bass. He's Ag Resources. It's all about the numbers, going to be talking about the numbers. And you got Lee Lintzman talking about selection for profit. But down here at the bottom, this is the one I'm kind of really looking forward to. Beef, it's what's for dinner. Dr. Ty Lawrence and Dr. Dan Hale, what are they going to be talking about?
Well, that's going to be a real special presentation. They'll be the last session of our beef conference on Wednesday, the 26th. And basically, thanks to the Texas Beef Council and West Texas A&M University and Dr. Hale through Texas A&M, we have secured a red Angus steer that's being fed out at the West Texas feed yard. They've had that steer since he was a feeder calf. They've got all the data on his feed conversion and intake and cost to gain, things of that nature. They're going to harvest that red Angus steer, and they're going to, thanks to the Texas Beef Council that's paying for him, they're going to bring that carcass to our beef cattle conference, and they're basically going to take that carcass and break it down into retail cuts. Of course, Dr. Hale and Dr. Lawrence are both two of the premier meat scientists anywhere in the animal science professional world, anywhere. It's exciting to have those guys and their expertise and ability. But I guarantee you, I've seen this presentation before. It's going to be very eye-opening, and ranchers and producers are going to see where the value of their carcasses that come from the calves that they breed and raise and produce from their genetics and management practices, how that all gets converted into retail cuts that becomes high-dollar beef that consumers love and enjoy. So that's going to be a fun segment. And
yeah, it is.
Thanks to the Texas Beef Council, we're going to have that.
Oh, yeah. I knew there had to be. You know, it doesn't describe what was going to happen. That's the reason why I ask you. I thought with those two guys there, something interesting is going to be going on, because I follow those guys, and they are top of they're top of their line in the whole world, as far as I'm concerned.
Yes, sir. Absolutely. And you know, you ask about or you mentioned Dan Bossy a while ago from Ag Resources. Jimmy, I think Dan is probably the world's leading ag economist. And with so many geopolitical things going on around the world, and like in Ukraine and Russia and various other places, it affects our day-to-day ag markets, our beef cattle markets, our grain markets, things that we're consuming that have an impact on our bottom line. Dan Bossy, his presentation is it's all about the numbers. And I can assure you, from hearing his presentations in the past, it'll be one of the great messages that you'll hear at our beef cattle conference that'll give you a lot of take-home information that will really help you in your business endeavors. So, in fact, I don't mind telling you, we're flying him in all the way from Chicago, Illinois. I spoke with him on the phone last week, and he was somewhere in the Netherlands over in Europe giving a presentation. That's the caliber guy this fella is.
Yeah, and you know, and what you just described, what he talks about, I see it every day. You know, I get my update of what happens overnight that I start the show on with, and usually it's something like the Southern Plains drought that we're all in right now, or the next day it's Russia's not going to renew their deal with Ukraine, or the next day it's Argentina's in a drought, or the next day it's Brazil's got a bumper crop, and the market just fluctuates with anything that's said about any of those four items, pretty much those four items.
Absolutely.
And
it's sometimes we here at home don't realize how critical some of that stuff is, and it is very important, and it's important for us to know. And we've got a speaker coming, Jimmy, too, that I think a lot of young wannabe ranchers or young ranchers will love. It's a guy named Josh Worthington. He is a rancher in central Missouri. Josh is a guy that had nothing, no inheritance, no money. He and his wife had three little boys. He gave up a good job, and they were able to lease a small place in central Missouri. He started about 10 years ago when he was in his late 20s. And started with just a handful of cows with very little money, if any, and has built his dream. And he's got several hundred cows now, and he's a registered Angus breeder. He's going to talk about how young producers can get into the cattle business today in America. And that's an important message because, Jimmy, we know how much capital it takes to be in the cattle business. You know, a load of cattle, just one semi-load of cattle, which is hardly any cattle, is $100,000 these days. And it doesn't take very long for that to add up to be millions and millions, if not billions of dollars.
Oh, yeah.
And so his message is going to be so important for young producers that are wanting to get in the business. Or maybe they're already in the business and they need to hear from somebody that's been successful as to how he's done it. That's a great take-home message for a lot of people.
Yes. And then you guys, you got another speaker, Jason Abraham, talking on the war is on to kill cedars and junipers. And, man, preach it. That's all I can tell you, because it needs to. Everyone, the fires that I seen that was actually televised either on Facebook or TV this week, all you seen was those stupid cedars, and they need to be taken care of.
You know, Jimmy, Jason's one of my closest friends in Hemp Hill County. He's a large rancher.
Oh, yeah.
He's a guy that thinks outside the box. If you didn't know anything about him, he went to school there at Canadian. He went to Clarendon College, got an associate's degree there at Clarendon. If you didn't know any of that, and you were just talking to Jason Abraham, you would think he was a professor at MIT. He's just that brilliant. He has invented a new method and technique of controlling junipers and cedar trees. And let me tell you why that's so important. During this drought, everybody ought to be paying attention, not only because of the wildfire threat that you mentioned, I'll speak to that in just a moment, but a small cedar tree, a redberry or blueberry cedar tree, just a small one, will use from 8 to 12 gallons of water a day.
Yeah, a small one.
You get a large one with a big trunk, and Jimmy, they use hundreds of gallons of water in a month's time, and they're kind of like a tick on a dog or a tick on a cow. Suck the water right out of our rangeland, and then what that does is that gives us less water to use to grow grass. It hurts our stocking rate. But then to go to what you said, when we have these fires, those dang cedars have in their vascular system a product or a chemical that's kind of like turpentine, and it's highly volatile. And man, oh Friday, when these wildfires come along and those things heat up, they just explode like a bomb.
Yeah, boom.
And let me tell you, Jimmy, they're not native to our country. They're not even native to the Texas Hill Country. And they're taking over. And if we don't get serious about them, they're going to take over our land. They're going to take our water. And they're going to leave us with nothing. And Jason Abraham has discovered this low-cost method and way. He's actually got it patented to control those dudes. And so it'll be worth your $150 registration just to hear Jason Abraham.
Yes.
Jimmy, we're going to feed people like kings while they're there. We're
going to have
prime rib for dinner on Tuesday night the 25th. So there's a lot of reasons to come to this.
Is Dr. Lawrence and Dr. Hale going to be cooking up that Red Angus beef for the going away present?
I don't know about that. They hadn't said that, Jimmy, but you never know about those two guys.
No, you don't. Like I said, I don't know them personally, but I read a lot about them because I'm a big fan of beef. It's what's for dinner, I honestly am not going to ask your age on the air, but I'm going to say probably you've been around long enough. And I want your opinion. We got about 3 minutes left. I want your opinion is, do you think the quality of beef has improved drastically in the last 20 years?
Oh, Jimmy, there's no doubt. I don't mind telling you my age. I'm in my mid-60s. I'll be 64 in July.
Oh, you're a young pup.
I remember growing up in the Texas Panhandle as a kid. They used to think that if we could get a 30 to 40% USDA choice yield grade wheat, that was a big deal. Today, fast forward from the 60s to right now, over 80% of the cattle either grade USDA choice or prime.
I know.
In fact, it's more like 87%.
It's awesome.
And so the quality of beef has drastically improved, and it's thanks to our beef cattle producers with the great genetics that they've selected for their herds, and then their management practices, and then the cattle feeding industry had a lot to do with it as well.
Yes. Well, we got about a minute and a half left. The grand prizes, how great is that? $2,500, $3,000, $4,000 gift cards. And that's awesome. You guys are doing a wonderful job with this.
Well, it pays to stay. We got great people in Canadian. Our business people love people coming to town. They appreciate it. We want people to feel welcome when they're in Canadian, Texas, in Hemp Hill County. And so we the leading cattle cube salesman around.
Yep.
It's $2,500. And then we got one for $3,000 from Bartlett's and a $4,000 one from Canadian Waterwell. So it pays to stay and to be at the beach.
No. Well, we'll speak more between now and then, and my music's playing. It's time to go. Mr. Andy Holloway, thank you so much for being on here today, and I'll speak to you later.
Thank you, Jimmy. You're a great American. Appreciate you.
Thank you. It's the Day in Ag with Jimmy Clark. God bless.
Right, isn't this fun? This is nice.
KECO, Elk City.